This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In December, two police officers in Wisconsin shot students wielding weapons 2 days in a row. One was a school resource officer, a type of officer that works on campuses. But as Miranda Suarez reports, students' feelings are mixed about whether police make their schools safer.
Detective Rod Johnson calls an experience from a few years ago a wake-up call. During his time as the school resource officer at Madison's La Follette High School, he once had to wrestle a student who brought a gun into the building. He remembers the school bell rang right in the middle of the struggle.
All these kids are coming out of the hallway, and they're just seeing Officer Johnson fighting with a kid on the ground and trying to, you know, take him into custody. And, you know, we end up pulling a gun off of him, and it could have went really bad.
In December, Wisconsin schools saw two situations go badly. In Waukesha, a police officer shot a student after he allegedly pointed a BB gun at a classmate. The next day, in Oshkosh, a school resource officer shot a student who police say stabbed the officer. Both students survived. Johnson says arrests and violence don't represent what his job was usually like. He spent a lot of time walking the halls, joking around with students, giving them someone to vent to. At Middleton High School, Officer Kenneth Chung keeps a pair of boxing gloves in his office for the same reason.
They could swing at me, box me, and, you know, do whatever they want, and I'll just teach them a little boxing fundamentals and help them get their aggression out through boxing. You know, let them swing at the cop on campus.
Chung says on patrol, there's no time to find out why someone is acting a certain way. But in school, he has time to build relationships with the people he's policing.
You have to know how to work with administrators, how to deal with parents, how to work with students, how to deal with students in crisis.
At lunch, Chung walks around the cafeteria in full police uniform.
This is the freshman table here that makes me super happy.
One student used to sit by himself until Chung corralled a bunch of kids to the same table. Now they're friends, and Chung usually spends part of lunch with them.
Thomas is a music prodigy. He's a violinist and also a freshman. Dimitri, freshman, really focused on social justice.
Besides hanging out with students, Chung's responsibilities include helping with discipline and keeping the school safe. Jalen Suggs is a senior at Middleton who says safety is Chung's number one priority.
Of course I feel safer when I'm here because things like El Paso, school shootings, you know, he wanted people that can prevent that.
Detective Johnson, the former school resource officer at La Follette, says as a black man, he wanted students to see themselves in him and feel confident interacting with police outside of school.
In a profession where most people think it's predominantly white, that there are officers who out here who look just like you and who grew up just like you as well.
But for some students, the race of an individual police officer doesn't matter. High-profile police killings of unarmed black people have affected their trust in police. Hannah Eobed is a freshman at Monona Grove High School who says she's uncomfortable with the police officer at her school carrying a gun.
It's just kind of terrifying when you're like one of the only black kids at your school, and then you just feel like you're almost targeted.
Eobed says stricter gun control laws would deter violence in schools better than a police officer.
It's about the politicians. What are they doing? I feel like it shouldn't be up to us to resolve that problem because it's not our problem. It's been put upon us and we're scared of for our lives for no reason.
The State Department of Public Instruction doesn't keep track of how many schools have police officers. Attorney General Josh Call says he'd like to find out. But the decision whether or not to bring police into the building should be up to schools. Miranda Suarez, Wisconsin Public Radio.